Since it's the new year and we're entering another time in our lives to continue to serve the Lord. No, it's not that may mga talagang napaka special na dapat mangyari, no, sa buhay po natin. But indeed, no, sa bawat pagkakataon na binibigay po sa atin ng Lord, no, every day, okay, is an opportunity for us to glorify and honor the Lord our God. And this morning, I'd like to bring to us a message concerning our conformity to God's will, to be and to live like Christ. Okay, conforming to God's will, to be and to live like Christ. Please turn your Bibles with me to 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. And then to Romans chapter 12, verse 2. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. And then go to Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Let me read to us from the NASB translation. Verse 6. 1 John chapter 2, the one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked. The one who says he abides in him ought to walk in the same manner as he walked. Romans chapter 12, verse 2, after Paul declaring that, urging us to present our bodies a living and holy sacrifice, he says in verse 2, and do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Okay, do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may be able to live according to God's will. That is His good, His acceptable, and His perfect will. We all want God's will in our lives. Amen? Gusto po natin sa bawat araw na nabubuhay po tayo ay ginagawa po natin ang kalooban ng ating pong Panginoon. But many times we ask ourselves, what is God's will? Okay, gustong-gusto kong gawin ang kalooban ng Diyos, but what is it that God wants for me? How does God want me to live? How can I know what God's will is in my life? Now, these questions really are worth pursuing for us. So, sa bawat pag-gising po natin, sa bawat decisions na ginagawa po natin, sa bawat mga bagay na pinupursue po natin sa ating buhay, we must continue to ask ourselves, is this what God wants for me? Okay, how does God want me to conduct myself? In what way will I be able to glorify and honor my God? And part of what God wants for us, no, bilang bahagi po ng panawagan po natin bilang mga anak ng Diyos sa papatuloy po na ating buhay. In Ephesians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul reminded the believers of Ephesus after telling them doctrinally, okay, who they are and what they have in Christ. Okay, alam po natin, no, ang Ephesians chapters 1 to 3, okay, talks about the doctrinal basis of our faith, what we must believe. Okay, in chapters 4 to 6, pinapakita po doon yung practice, how we are to live the Christian life. And then he continued to declare that from chapter 4, verse 1, to live according to the calling, okay, that we have received. And then he continued on to apply, okay, the things that we needed to do in our lives. And he said in chapter 5, no, to be imitators of God. And part of being imitators of God is for us to live as wise men, as wise people. Wherefore, do not be unwise, but be wise. Be understanding what the will of God is. Okay, and know what the will of God
Yes.
Conduct yourselves, okay, as wise people in wisdom toward unbelievers. Okay, live according to the wisdom that God provides, the wisdom that declares to us the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And that wisdom is not just theoretical wisdom, but the opportunity to experience God, the opportunity to grow in the knowledge of God and being able to apply that knowledge in every part of our lives in a practical way. Ayun po ang wisdom ng scriptures. Kaya nga po, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It has an effect in the way that we conduct ourselves. It has a way that truly transforms us and conforms us to what God wants us to be as believers. And sometimes, you know, the will of God is obvious, okay, in the scriptures, but at times, okay, we just have to live out by faith, you know, according to how God wants us to conduct ourselves, according to the principles that we can find in scriptures. We might think that while we pursue questions, for example, about our vocation, ano bang gusto ng Panginoon na trabaho or negosyo na pupursue ko, gagawin ko sa aking buhay. Okay, all these questions are valid, no, as far as God is concerned. Okay, ito bang relationship na to, kailangan ko pang gawin, i-pursue ito? Ito bang venture na ito, kailangan ko bang i-pursue ito? Okay, and we are grateful to God indeed that He provides wisdom for us, no, to be able to make those appropriate decisions. But the primary thing that we need to consider and we need to ask ourselves and not forget is this: who does God want us to be? Okay, even before what God wants us to do, okay, we need to ask ourselves, who does God want me to be? As His child, as someone who follows the Lord, as someone who fears God, as someone who obeys God, as someone who lives my life on a daily basis, as someone who relates with others, as someone who continues to declare God in and through my life. Okay, it's not just about what we must do. All these things are important as far as God is concerned. Okay, we need to first ask ourselves, who does God want me to be? Who does God want me to be? And the Bible, as God's written word, really tell us, okay, a lot of things concerning this. Brethren, God's will. Okay, yes, but we must not just simply set aside what God wants us to do, but God's will for everyone who has trusted in Christ is to be like Christ and to live like Christ. Okay, whatever vocation we pursue, okay, whatever we do in our lives, remember, whatever you do, do it all. Sabi ng 1 Corinthians 10:31. Okay, whatever you do in word or in deed, do it all for the glory of God. Whatever you do. Okay, whether you eat or you drink, someone also joked, whether you eat or not, okay, do it all to the glory of God. Okay, whatever basic things you do in your life, okay, that encompasses, no, lahat po ng pinupursue po natin sa ating buhay. Okay, 10:31, 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whatever you do, whether you eat or you drink, okay, do it all to the glory of God. But let us not forget that God wants us to continue to be like Christ and to live like Christ. This is something that the Lord wants us to major on. Okay, all the other things will follow suit, brethren. Kung inatupag po natin ito pong bagay po na ito, kung meron pong isang bagay na kailangan po natin atupagin sa ating buhay, okay, minsan ginagawa po natin baliktad. Okay, nauuna po, anong gusto ng Lord na gawin ko? Okay, kesa yung paano ba ako dapat mamuhay bilang anak ng Panginoon? Bilang isang ganap na tagasunod ni Kristo. How does the Lord want me to live my life? In Romans chapter 13, verse 14, Okay, but again, no? Part the application po from Romans chapter 12 to 16. Okay, ito pong mga doctrines na binanggit na po ni Paul, no? From chapters 1 to 12. Kaya nga sabi niya sa chapter 12, di ba? Verse 1 and 2, therefore, okay, I urge you, okay, to present your body a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God. Okay, a living and holy sacrifice. This is what you need to do. Do not be conformed, okay, to this world, but be transformed. And then he continued on to bring the Christians, okay, to the reality of their experience in the Lord, especially now that they have become believers in Christ, now that they have received salvation. What did he want them to do? He said in chapter 13, verse 14, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Okay? Do not make any provision for the flesh. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Let us not behave, no, like the Gentiles. Sabi po niya doon. But put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Alam po natin yung expression po na yun. Dalawa po yan. Now, we put off the old self, no, sabi ng scripture, and we put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We put on the new self. Kaya nga po, we are in Christ. To those who are in Christ, they have now become a new creation. Therefore, the old has gone and the new has come. So that who we are right now, it's not just about having been able to reach this new year in our lives, but really, brethren, we have become a new creature in the Lord. And being a new creature in Christ allows us to really be the person that God wants us to be. Okay, and that is our prayer before the Lord. Lord, make me the person that you want me to be. Hindi po ba? Yun ang desire po natin. Makakilala po tayo sa Panginoon. Okay, all the old self, the life that we used to live, especially as unbelievers, no, we had renounced all of that, and we had confessed all of that, and turned our backs on those things, repented all on those things. Although at times we still find ourselves falling, we still find ourselves struggling, okay, in one way or the other, but it doesn't change the reality of our new nature in Christ. Okay, let us not forget that. Okay, it's not like, okay, I have two natures. I have the new nature and I have the old nature. Okay, scripturally speaking and theologically speaking, that will not stand, brethren. That will not stand. What is what the scripture declares to us that we are already new creature in Christ, but okay, we still have the sinful tendencies that remain in us. That's different from having two natures. Okay? Okay, that's different from having two natures. You already have a new nature, but that new nature requires practice, no? Requires to continue to be to live out, okay, that the new experience. Just like a child, brethren. Okay, imagine a child being born in this world. That child is already a new person, a being. Okay, all of that. No? Lahat po ng components sa isang tao nandun na po sa isang bata na naipanganak. Okay? But it doesn't mean, brethren, that being a child, already that we expect lahat po ng ginagawa ng isang adult. Okay? The only thing is, ito na siya, tao na siya. Pero kailangan mo siyang gabayan, turuan, okay, and eventually, kaya na niyang tumayo sa sarili niya and pakainin yung sarili niya and things like that. Okay? In the same way, brethren, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have become a new creation. We were born again into the kingdom of God. We are a new person in the Lord. So regardless, brethren, of where we are right now in our experience, okay, some of us, yung mga changes na nangyayari sa buhay po natin, talagang napaka-radical, no? Ng mga pagbabago na nangyayari sa atin. Yung iba naman po sa atin, talagang napakatagal. You know? Okay, how we shed off our old tendencies, sinful tendencies, minsan it takes time. Okay? Talagang napaka-bagal minsan. No? And we end up frustrated with ourselves. Okay? Even to the point of even questioning, talaga bang bagong creation na ako kay Christ? Talaga bang believer na ako kay Christ? Talaga bang binago na ako ng Panginoon? Okay, is the reality of 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians 5:17 okay, really? Okay, has been happened or had happened to me already. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. But really, brethren, regardless of what's happening even now, no, sa buhay po natin, let us not forget. Okay, the Lord has already made us a new creation in Him. It's only that at times we find ourselves, okay, with all the tendencies of the sinful flesh, or the sinful things that happen around us, we still get tempted, we still fall. We know that at times we grieve the heart of the Lord, no, in our lives. Kanya nga po, kailangan po tayong patuloy na mag-submit sa Panginoon at magpabago sa Panginoon. Of course, that again, no, speaks of the process of our being changed. Okay? Binago ka na, pero patuloy ka pang binabago ng Panginoon. You are already a new creation, but you know that that process must go on, must continue. That you are to work out who you are, your salvation with fear and trembling, sabi ng Philippians chapter 2, okay, because God is the one who is at work in you to will and to do according to your good pleasure. So kung sino ka na tinawag ng Panginoon dahil anak ka na ng Panginoon because you are already in Christ, you must learn to conform your life, okay, in that same way. To put on the Lord Jesus Christ and to submit to Him, okay, every aspect, every area of our lives. You will see that even more, no, as we go along. Paul declares to the Corinthians how, no, he wanted them to imitate him. Okay? Grabe po, no? Yung audacity po ni Apostle Paul, no, to be able to say this. Be followers of me. But he did not stop there, right? Okay? Pwede ka, yung isang mayabang na tao, okay, follow me. Okay, kasi galing-galing ko, or I am this. I've reached this far in my life. But not Paul. Okay? He was only able to say that. Why? Because, sabi po niya, be followers of me, even as I also am following Jesus Christ. Okay? So that ultimately, whom we are following is the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? It's not like, okay, independent si Apostle Paul and ibang example siya kay Christ. No. Paul can only say that because, sabi nga po niya, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can be the person that God wants me to be, and if I say you follow me, it's not because of me that you are following, it is because of Christ in me. It is because of the Christ that I am following, that we are all following, so that you and I continue to pursue the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is what we want, brethren, fixing our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and the perfecter of our faith. So that as we follow Christ, as we follow even Paul's example in the Scriptures, okay, sa lahat po na kanyang binanggit po sa atin, kung paano din po niya kinandak yung kanyang sarili, we might be able to say, He is worth following. How many of us are Christ-like enough to be followed? Yung kagaya po ni Pablo. How many of us can say that to ourselves? Okay, follow me even as I follow Christ. Okay, of course, at times, so napakahirap po nasabihin po yan sa ating mga sarili. And even to say that myself, as a preacher, as a pastor, okay, better be careful, okay, with the way that I conduct myself. I better be careful in the way that I live out my life. But it doesn't change the calling, brethren. Hindi po tinatanggal po yan ng Panginoon sa atin, ang panawagan po maging halimbawa. Okay, bawat isa po sa atin ay dapat maging halimbawa, okay, para sa iba. And whether we realize it or not, whether verbally or non-verbally, we serve as an example to others. Kaya nga po, kailangan po maingat po tayo sa ating ginagawa, sa ating buhay. Okay, because people are following us. The people around us, our children are following us. And those we disciple follow us. Okay, our neighbors might be watching us. And hopefully, by the examples of our lives, ay masasabi rin po natin, follow me as I follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? And we say that with all sobriety, we say that with all humility, we say that, okay, in our desire to truly follow the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. Okay? So that maging desire po natin, maging prayer po natin yan sa pagpapatuloy po natin ng ating buhay. Okay, this is something that must must bring serious thought sa ating mga puso. Okay, to be like the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, to be like the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to be like the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus said in John chapter 14 verse 12, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, okay, the works that I do, he will do also." Okay, napakatayog po ng panalangin. Napakatayog po ng panawagan po na iyan. Okay, he who believes in me, he who trusts in me, must do the work that I do. Okay, and it follows, of course, bahagi po ng ating panawagan is to be like Christ so that we might be able to do what Christ did sa buhay po natin. Okay, remember the expression, okay, what would Jesus do? Okay? And then you do that, you want to imitate that. Okay? How would Jesus live? Okay? How would Jesus conduct himself? Jesus said that a believer would do the same things that he did. And to do that, we need to find out about him. We need to find out his attitudes. We need to find out his deeds. And so it requires all of us to continually see, the mandate of the Scripture. In John chapter 13, okay, pinapakita po doon ng Panginoon. Okay, yung context po, in washing his disciples' feet, okay, I think Brother Gary last week dealt with this. And then when he said, "For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, the servant is not greater than his Lord or Master, neither he that is sent than he that sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." Okay? A servant is not greater than his Master. Now, if the Lord, our Master, did these things, how much more should we as his servants? And the point here is clear, brethren. Jesus gave us an example, a pattern to follow. He had already granted to us the opportunity to know him so that we could be like him. Not only that, brethren, we have the Holy Spirit in our lives. The Holy Spirit is the one who bears fruit. Remember the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5. Okay, the fruit of the Spirit. And that is, in the same way, the attitudes or the life that Christ wants us to live. Okay, kung papaano po ito binuhay na ating Panginoong Yesus, ay ganun din po siyang kumikilos sa atin upang mamunga po tayo kagaya po niya. And that's why, brother, we are blessed to follow Christ. We are blessed to know Him and we are blessed to follow His example. And the blessedness being the result of following Christ must really encourage us. Okay, nagawin po, patuloy po ito. When He said, "Blessed are you if you do them," then we are grateful to God for the privilege. It encourages us to become more and more like Jesus. so that we will do what Jesus did. It encourages us to be like our Lord, especially brethren, that indeed it is our responsibility to be like Him. Why? Because He is Lord. Okay? Alam po natin ang Kanyang pong panawagan sa atin. Okay? Hindi po niya tayo pinipilit, no? Sapagkat ang isang anak ng Diyos, talagang bahagi na po yan ng Kanyang buhay. I want to be like my Lord because I am His child. I am His servant. I belong to Him. I belong to the light. And so I live as a child of the light. We are to be like Him because of who He is. In Luke chapter 6, verse 46, Jesus rebuked the people of His time. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things that I say? Marami po mga nagsasabi, Panginoon, Panginoon, pero taliwas naman po sa kanilang mga ginagawa ang kanila pong profession, ang kanila pong pagkilala sa ating pong Panginoon. If you say that He is indeed Lord, then we must follow Him. We must follow Him. And the Lord Jesus truly molds us into His likeness as we submit to Him as our Lord and Savior. As we submit to Him. Kaya nga po, pangunahin po yung Lordship po niya sa buhay po natin. Kaya nga po, no, pagka nag-share po tayo ng gospel, we do not merely share the gospel so that people will become the people that we want them to be, no, or kailangan mabago yung buhay mo. They will not be able to do that until the Lord really works in their lives, and that until the Lord is their Lord, no, sa buhay po nila. Okay, we accept the Lord not just as Savior, but as our Lord as well. We know that from the Scriptures, that all the things work together for the good of those who love God and to those who are called according to His purpose and to those whom He hath called according to His will, that we might be conformed to the likeness of His Son. And that's why hindi po natin kinukote lamang po yung Romans 8.28, no? Apart from Romans 8.29. Because napaka-konektado po ng verse 29 sa Romans 8.28. Okay? Tandaan po natin yan, mga kapatid. Okay? Wala pong problema. Kinukote po natin yung verse 28 and acknowledge that as one of the promises of Scripture we can find. But please do not forget verse 29. Because God indeed conforms us and predestines us to be conformed to the image of His Son. No wonder, okay, verse 28 is true because, okay, as we conform ourselves to the image of Christ, all the other things around us, the Lord will use, okay, to accomplish that purpose. God will use those things, even the difficulties that we go through. Okay, is used by the Lord to conform us into His likeness. So that when we ask ourselves, okay, it's not just so that, Lord, tanggalin mo tong problema na to. Lord, pagalingin mo ako sa aking karamdaman. Lord, tulungan mo ako sa aking financial na pangailangan. Lord, gabayan mo ako sa aking decision. Okay, all these things must be placed in terms of the perspective. How is this trial transforming me or conforming me into the image of Christ so that I'll be able to really maximize God's will and purpose for me? Brethren, we need to ask ourselves that continually. God, brethren, is conforming us to the image of Christ. And He will continue to do so. Okay, rest assured na ito po ang ginagawa po sa atin ng Panginoon sa paglipas sa mga panahon, sa pagpapatuloy ng gawain ng Diyos sa ating buhay. God's plan and purposes will not be frustrated, brethren. So that anuman po ang ating pangamba, anuman po ang ating mga sirkumstansya sa kasalukuyan, ito po ang ginagawa ng Panginoon. God is doing something in our lives. And the Lord is conforming us into His image and in His likeness. So that the starting point for every believer is this. Are we conforming to what God wants us to be through His written word. Okay? Are we conforming to what God wants us to be through His written word? Okay, bawat isa po sa atin ay tinawag ng Panginoon maging kawangis ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo. Napakabilis naman po nito. Pasensya na po, no, hindi ko po nailipat, no, or napalaki. Okay. But I just want us to see a summary in chapter or in the Gospel of Mark. Okay, in verse 11, chapter 1, you can turn your Bibles with me as I read this. Okay, para doon po, no, makikita niyo po yan, pwede niyo pong guhitan. Verse 11, chapter 1, He pleased the Father. Okay, in chapter 1, verse 14, He preached the gospel. In verse 17, He discipled others. In verse 22, He taught with authority, so He knew the word. Okay, in chapter 1, verse 32 to 34, He ministered to the needs of the people. In chapter 1, 35, He got alone to pray. Okay, to pray to His Father. And then, in other chapters, we find in chapter 2, He forgave. Okay, chapter 2, verse 16, He was not a respecter of persons. Okay, anuman ang kalalagayan mo, kay ang Panginoon mismo, kay ang may kakayahan na natanggapin po tayo bilang Kanya. He was also moved with compassion toward people. Okay? And then chapter 6, verse 50, He calmed and encouraged others. Chapter 7, He pointed out teaching contrary to God's word. Chapter 8, we find Him giving thanks to God's provisions. Okay, He helped others to see the world clearly. Chapter 9, 35, He taught and modeled servanthood. 10:45, okay, the Son of Man came to be served, or not to be served, but to serve and to give His life. Okay, chapter 11, He took action against false teachings. Chapter 12, He looked at the condition of the people's hearts and not only their actions. Okay? Ano po ang significance po ng lahat ng yon, no, sa atin, mga kapatid? Okay? When we read the scriptures, when we read about the Lord, when we read the gospels, take note of how the Lord conducted Himself. Okay? First of all, brethren, we are to study and learn and imitate Christ. In 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, behold, what manner of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And that is who we are, and who we are not yet. Why? Because, okay, we know that when He appears, we will be like Him. We shall be like Him. Okay, in chapter 4, verse 15 to 17, the writer reminded us of how we as believers must continue to be conformed to the will of God for our lives. Okay, so that in all that we do, okay, whoever confesses Jesus is the Son of God abides in Him, and we have come to know and believe the love which God has for us, and that God is love. By this, God's love is perfected in us, and that we have the confidence in our hearts. Okay, we learn about the Lord, you know, as we go on, you know, with our walk. So kung meron po tayong hinahangad, no, sa buhay po natin, anong will ng Panginoon, no, sa aking buhay? He wants me to study, He wants me to learn about and imitate my Lord. Okay, and marami pa pong mga scripture references na pwede po nating mabanggit about that. Second, we must know and tell others about the Lord, how to be saved. Okay, 2 Peter 3, 9. You can turn your Bibles there with me, brethren. Okay, set apart Christ as Lord, okay, of our lives. Okay, Peter declared, no, to the believers. 2 Peter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slow to His promise, as some count slowness, but He is patient toward you and hath not wished that anyone should perish, but all should come to repentance. Okay, the will of God, or the not wishing here, is that part of the desire of God, okay, being a holy God, being a righteous God, being a loving God, okay. Of course, kaiba po ito, no, doon sa decreed will and plan of God. No, na kanya pong mga tinawag, kanya pong pinili, ay talagang ililigtas po niya, tiyak. But it doesn't change the fact that God wants people and desires them, okay, to repent and not to perish. Okay, for example po, God wants us to obey His word. But we disobey. No? God wants us to be holy, but people continue in sin. Does that change God's desire for us? Or God, does God change God's will for us to be holy and to be conformed to the light? No. So in the same way, brethren, even though God desires that not all should perish, but come to repentance, hindi naman po niya gagawin po yun to violate His decree. Okay? Meron po siyang tinawag, meron po siyang pinili. Kaya hindi po niya pipilitin ang tao, okay, para kumilala po sa Kanya bilang kanilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas. There is that aspect of God's sovereignty and human, okay, will and desire, you know, to truly acknowledge Him in their lives. But it doesn't change the fact, brethren, we must tell about Him. Okay, kahit na alam po natin, merong pinili at merong tinawag ang Panginoon, meron po tayong responsibilidad na mag-share at mag-share ng gospel. So kung meron kang natupag, ano bang will ng Panginoon para sa akin? Okay, una, no, matuto ka about Him, okay, and live like Him. Pangalawa, you speak about Him. Okay, in all that you do. Okay, meron kang pinaplano, meron kang gustong gawin, meron kang pinupursue ngayong taon na ito, isama mo yan, no, sa gusto mong mangyari, no, para sa kaluhatian ng Diyos. So tell others about how to be saved, how to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives. Okay, so that we are given the opportunity, okay, to exercise God's will. Ito pala, no? Ang kalooban ng Panginoon, maging testigo ako, maging magpatuloy ako sa aking pagbabahagi. God has provided the way to be saved and that He sent His own Son to die and to make His will possible. Binigay na po niya ang mga kaparaanan upang ang tao ay maligtas. He lavished His grace toward us, okay, His love toward us. We have the Holy Spirit who reveals Himself to us. So that sa ating pong pagpapatuloy, no, ng ating pong lakad bilang mga mananampalataya, bilang mga anak ng Panginoon, we preach the gospel. Okay? Even though people's minds are being darkened, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, okay, and Satan tries to blind them and continue to allow them to be in darkness, God's light shines through our Lord Jesus Christ, through the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay, tandaan po natin, it is the Lord who gives illumination. It is the Lord who brings light to darkened souls. It is the Lord who converts. Hindi po tayo. Ang gawain po lamang po natin is to speak about Him. Thirdly, brethren, we are to be filled with the Spirit. Whatever you do, whatever you pursue in your life, hindi po tinatanggal ng Panginoon ang ating panawagan to be filled with His Holy Spirit. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Kaya bahagi po ng ginagawa po at pamumuhay po natin bilang mga Kristiyano. Okay, as you continue to read Ephesians, you'll find there that everything that we apply, you know, when we apply those things with regard to the relationships we have, okay, the servants with regard to their slaves or to their masters, and how we are to conduct ourselves, brethren, in terms of marriage, in terms of how we work and serve the Lord, okay, it's all founded on this reality of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay, of course, part of being filled with the Spirit is really submission to the will of God, submission to the Word of God. You need to be filled with the Spirit, obviously, is to allow the Spirit of God to take control of our lives. Okay, let Him be in control of your life. Okay, and that means we confess our sins. Okay, we do not allow anything to hinder His moving, His work in our lives. And that we are totally yielded to Him. Okay, we are totally yielded to Him. Okay, it's not that He fills us, brethren, like an empty cup, brethren, but that every area, no, ng buhay po natin bilang mga anak ng Panginoon, okay, should serve His purposes. Okay? Our minds must be penetrated or must be brought under the authority of the Word of God. Our affections must be brought under, okay, the character or the Spirit Himself, okay, bearing fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Okay, beyond all these things, there is no law. And as people of God, brethren, we are to live the Spirit-filled life. Okay, in living the Spirit-filled life is to be living every single moment in the conscious presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you live in the conscious presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, you know that you are representing Him. You are bringing Him wherever you go. So then the way that you speak, you know that you do not bring out, okay, filthy words or words that do not edify. Okay, whenever you live out your life, you know that you must submit that to the Lord, okay, under His authority. Okay, kung alam mo, nandiyan ang Panginoon, tinitingnan niya ang buhay mo, alam mo, nandiyan ang presensya niya sa buhay mo, sa pamagitan ng kanyang Espiritu Santo, okay, you will think twice. Okay, before murahin mo yung kapitbahay mo, bago ka magalit, bago ka gumawa ng mga bagay that later on you would regret. Okay, that is not Christ-like at all. Okay, and even in our thoughts, even in the way that we conduct ourselves, okay, we become Christ-conscious every moment of our day. Lord, I know that You're here. I know that You, Lord God, see me. You understand my thought from afar. Remember Psalm 139, brethren. Psalm 139. Is a very revealing passage for us to meditate on, okay, this part or this time of the year. Psalm 139, brethren, I'd like to challenge each of us to meditate on that. God's omnipresence, God's omniscience, okay, God's omnipotence is there. Mayroon nga pong nilagay na post, di ba? Minsan nag-ano tayo, Omicron, okay? But our God is omni. Okay, omnipresent, omniscient, all-powerful, okay, omnipotent, okay, and we need not fear of any omni thing, okay, or even omicron, okay, sa buhay po natin. Yes, brethren, this is not just, of course, we're not just trying to joke about this, brethren, but the reality of the Lord in our lives should be clear to us. Okay po? The reality of the Lord should be clear to us. Whatever comes in our lives, whatever happens, brethren, we need to be conscious of the Lord Himself. So that the more I focus on Christ, the more I study His Word, the more I live out the Word, the more the thoughts of God saturate my mind, the more God's thoughts saturate my mind, the more yielded I am to Him. Okay, turn with me to Colossians chapter 3, and you will find Paul declaring these words. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16. Brethren, let the word of Christ, what? Richly dwell within you. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you. And we do that, brethren, whenever we meditate on the Scriptures. We do that whenever we read from the Bible. Okay, sa atin po na meron po tayong programa na binabasa, okay, and it is a fresh beginning for us, okay, a new year, no, to follow again, no, in terms of our reading the Bible, the whole Bible for the year, okay, and things that we had used to do, no, sa buhay po natin in terms of renewing our commitment to the Lord, okay, and part of that really is to allow God's Word to richly dwell in our hearts. This is crucial, brethren, to living out the Christian life. Okay, so that we will be able to teach, admonish, and to sing, or to be able to continually give thanks, no, to the Lord. Kaya nga sabi po niya, richly dwell within you with all wisdom, so that you may be able to teach, admonish one another with psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing with gratefulness in your hearts to God, so that whatever you do, okay, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord and giving thanks through Him to God the Father. That is the will of God for us. We know that the will of God must continually fill and transform our lives through the Word of God. So we be Spirit-filled. Fourthly, brethren, we are to be transformed and sanctified for God. Huwag tayong matakot, no, dun sa mga salita pong transformed or sanctified. Okay, it only means, brethren, that we are being changed into Christ's likeness. That only means, brethren, we are growing in terms of holiness, in terms of character. Okay, mahalin po natin ang mga salitang pong yaan. We, okay, beholding as in a mirror the glory of Christ, and that we are being transformed from glory to glory. 1 Thessalonians 4, the will of God for us is to be sanctified. Okay, and that we not be immoral, okay, but to live holy lives. Okay, and the primary motivation there is God Himself. Okay, and of course, as we live out the Christian life, we consider the people around us. We consider how it is that our lives affect others. Kaya nga po, God's will is for you to be holy, sabi ng Scripture. And remember that the Holy Spirit lives in you, and that you consider as well how you are affecting others. Okay, so that the context of 1 Thessalonians 4, in terms of the immoral conduct of people, it's no longer. This is no longer to be allowed, no, in your life. Abstain, sabi po niya, from sexual immorality. Avoid it by all means, because we know that that is not in accordance to God's will and purposes for us. Okay, especially now, no, in our time. Talaga pong grabe na po, no, ang ating pong panahon. The things that we used to abhor, okay, in time past and in the Lord, no, through the Word of God, no, unti-unti po na-erode na po ang moral standard po ng tao. Sana po bilang maanak ng Panginoon, we would not become like that. Okay, kaya nga when Paul says, do not be conformed to this world, okay, instead be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Okay, so that we understand all the holy purposes of God for us, and ask ourselves, how am I becoming more holy before the Lord? Am I guarding my walk with the Lord? What am I reading? What am I watching? What am I browsing through the internet? What am I spending my time on? Okay, in social media. How am I living my life? Or where do I go to? Okay, what things am I being exposed to in my life? And we need to continually ask ourselves those questions. And we can go on and on, brethren. And that is part of the will of God for us. Fifthly, brethren, we are to learn submission and obedience. If we are to live according to the will of God, we need to understand that the will of God is to continually submit to Him and to obey. Okay, hindi po nababago po yan sa paglipas po ng mga panahon sa ating pamumuhay bilang mga Kristiyano, bilang mga anak ng Panginoon. Okay, tayo po ay tinawag na magpasakop sa Diyos. Tinawag na sumunod. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13, submit yourselves for the Lord's sake. Okay, to every human institution, to authority, to governments, and things like that. Okay, obedience primarily to God, okay, but also obedience in at some point, okay, sa mga authorities na nilagay po niya sa atin. Even honor all people, sabi niya, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, we often quote this, brethren, that we are to work out our salvation with fear and with trembling. Okay, and sabi ni Paul, no, as we continue, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but much more in my absence. Okay, galing po ni Paul eh. Okay, ang isang tao, minsan, ang natural tendency niya, kasi wala nagbabantay. Okay, wala nakatingin sa akin. Okay, wala yung pastor ko, wala yung discipler ko. No, that is not, no, how we ought to think, no, as people of God. Beloved, okay, as people of God, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but even in my absence, sabi po niya, work out your salvation with fear and with trembling, for God works in you to will and to do according to His good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling and disputing, so that you may prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent children of God. In this perverse and crooked generation, among whom you appear as lights to the world. Verse 16, holding fast the word of life, so that in the day of Christ, I will have no reason to glory, because I did not run in vain, nor toil in vain. Hindi sayang lahat ng ating mga pagpapagod, no, para sa Panginoon. You appear as children of lights. You confirm that you are a child of God. You show the world that you truly belong to Christ in the way that you conduct yourself. So that as you obey your employers, your employees, as you follow the Lord, no, as you submit, okay, as you show respect, okay, not only, okay, in the authority of the church or in wherever you are, in your families and things like that, okay, we learn that we are guided by the Scripture in all that we do. Meron pong structure na nilagay po sa atin ng Panginoon to help us and to guide us throughout our life. Number six po, if you are going to be Christians doing God's will, submission is part of the package. Brethren, we live in an ungodly system, and it is God's will that we live as exemplary people. Okay, no matter how dark, how perverse, and crooked this generation is, we need to see how God can use us, okay, to be different, to live different, okay, as people of God. Number six, we must know suffering for Christ's sake. Okay, if you still do not know, brethren, part of God's will, pasensya na po, okay, is for you to suffer. Okay, masakit pong tanggapin po, oh, magsasuffer ako. Okay, para hong natutrauma ho, ano ho tayo, as we think about suffering, as we respond to suffering in our lives, do not be surprised. Okay, when people persecute you for my name's sake, remember the Lord said that already, blessed are you. You will be persecuted. This all part of the package. You want to follow Jesus Christ? All those who want to live godly will be persecuted. We must all enter the kingdom, okay, by many trials and tribulations. Brethren, you can go on and on. Peter declares that to us. Do not be surprised with all the fiery ordeals that you experience in your life. But you commit your life, you commit yourself to the Lord, who is able to guide you even when you suffer. Even when you experience different degrees of sufferings, we can still face that with peace in our hearts. We can still face those things with joy, with hope, with renewed confidence and trust in the Lord. Lord, you will accomplish your will. Lord, you will use this, Lord God, to bring me toward you to be, get me closer to you even more. Okay. Kaya nga po nagpapasalamat tayo kahit sa gitna ng ating mga paghihirap bilang mga anak ng Panginoon. Okay. It's not that we minimize the difficulties or trivialize these things. No, brethren. We see the pain, we experience the pain, we grieve with those who grieve, we mourn with those who mourn. We experience their pain, we feel their pain as well. Even we may not be exactly be in the same situation, brethren, we sympathize, we empathize. We do not take this lightly, but in the same way, we understand this is all part of our Christian walk. And that we encourage each other, and that we are there to comfort one another. We are there to pray for one another. We are there to guide each other to understand God's will and purpose for our lives. So God has told each and every one of us who has trusted Christ that we are to be like Christ, to put on the Lord, Romans 13. Jesus has given us example, an example already in John 13. And God promises that all things in our lives are used to help conform us into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. So brethren, as believers, we need to concentrate first on the revealed and basic part of God's will. That is our desire, brethren. Yun ang dapat pong atupagin po natin. Ang pangunahin po na panawagan po natin is to concentrate on the revealed and basic part of God's will. Okay? First things first. Major on the major. And then, pursue those areas where God's word does not specifically speak about. Pursue those areas that really show us that, hey, there is a principle here na binibigay sa akin ng Panginoon. Hindi man niya sinasabi kung anong negosyo, kung anong trabaho, ang gagawin ko. Pero, alam ko, kay ang Lord ang gagabay sa akin. For as long as this is something that I know will honor Him and will glorify Him and will serve His purpose for my life. Ask ourselves, are we conforming ourselves to Jesus according to His Word? Okay? So that ito pong katotohanan po na ito, as we delight in the Lord, okay? Sabi po ng Scripture, di po ba? Psalm 37, delight yourself in the Lord, okay? And then, He will give you the desires of your hearts. Okay? He will give you the desires of your hearts as you delight yourself in the Lord. You trust in the Lord and not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. He will direct your paths. So there is no problem for us, brethren, looking for the nitty-gritty things and the gray areas, considering that when we submit ourselves, when we delight in the Lord, when we major on the major, the Lord will help us in the minor, in the details of our lives. But we need to ask, are we being conformed to the likeness of Jesus in His Word? Brethren, whoever claims to abide in Him must walk as He Himself walked. Let us not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind so that we might be able to test and approve what God's will is. And what is that will? His good, His pleasing, and His perfect will. And hopefully, as children of God, this new year, God sets our course and brings us to this direction and brings us back again and again. Okay, kahit nasabihin natin, napaka-basic na mga bagay na ito, we always go back to the basic. Amen? Okay, if you want to learn to grow in reading, you go back to your ABCs. When you want to learn the notes, you go back to the Doremis. You know that, brethren. As Christians, we need to go back to the basics. We need to go back to reading the Scriptures. We need to go back to prayer. We need to go back to fellowshipping as believers. We need to go back to meditating and living out the Christian life as we ought to live, because we are the people of God. We have become new, and we are the people who are being renewed by God from glory to glory. Happy New Year po sa inyo. Let us pray. Our loving God, our Heavenly Father, You are gracious to us. But Lord, you've allowed us to reach this far in our experience as a people, as Christians. Lord, last year we had lost a loved one, some loved ones. Lord, and even this year, again, there are some, Lord God. Lord, salamat na kami po binigyan mo pa rin ng pagkakataon. And Lord, we do not know, Lord God, how much time you still give to us. But we are grateful for every day that comes, for every new year, for every opportunity, Lord, to live for you, to honor you, and to glorify you. We do not claim that we have already arrived and have already become perfect, Lord. No. We know, God, that we are still being changed and we are still being transformed into your likeness. And I pray indeed, Lord, this will be part of our desire and prayer for ourselves this year. Help us to live, to be, and to live like Christ. Thank you, Father. I entrust my brethren to you. Lord, whichever areas, Lord God, that this word finds its application, Lord, for us, as we go back to your scriptures, as we go back to the basic things you want us to pursue, Lord, as believers. Thank you, Father, that you have assured us of your presence. Lord, you will go before us. You have set the Lord before us so that because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Salamat po, Panginoon. Lord, thank you for your word. Let it accomplish that which you have sent it for. I entrust my brethren to you. I pray that you would indeed, Lord, glorify your name. Even now, Lord, as we thank you also for all the blessings you bestowed in our lives for the past year, Lord, we're acknowledging once again that all things come from you. And even, Lord, the new life and the resources that we enjoy and we experience, Lord God, to live out the Christian life come from you. Also, even the material things that you grant to us, your provisions for our needs, you are the one who provides. And so, Lord, bless the giving of your people. Thank you, Lord God, for your faithfulness in providing for all our needs. And you will never fail, Lord God, to provide for us. We bless you and we thank you, Lord God. Dismiss us now with your grace and with your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you po. Thank you for listening.